Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. In this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss the recent changes to sales tax laws in the United States and how they are changing the world of online business. In 2018, the United States Supreme Court ruled in South Dakota v. Wayfair that states can charge sales tax on purchases made from out-of-state sellers who have no physical presence in the state of purchase. This was a landmark decision with sweeping implications for online sellers. In addition to considering tax laws where your business is based and where your items are stored, sellers now have to consider tax laws where their items are being purchased and shipped. Since tax laws vary by state, and sometimes even between different counties within a state, this could be a potentially overwhelming situation. A lot has changed, and it's a lot to keep up with. Fortunately, there are ways to simplify this process and ensure that your business is functioning legally in all 50 states. In this episode, you'll hear how you should be primarily concerned about sales tax as an online seller. The new sales tax laws are serious, complicated, and new. It is now up to you to make sure that you are compliant with state sales tax laws wherever you have virtual assistants and wherever your goods are going. Next, we'll discuss what a sales tax nexus is and how this impacts how you're taxed. A sales tax nexus determines if you need to pay sales tax in a state, but the factors that contribute to a nexus vary state by state. Then we'll cover where your goods will be taxed. You can be taxed where your goods are stored, where your business exceeds a certain threshold, and where you have employees or virtual assistants. After that, we will advise you on how to get a sales tax permit. In states where you have an established sales tax nexus, you need to obtain a sales tax permit from the state office in order to collect sales tax. Finally, we'll go over the ways you can collect sales tax from your online shoppers on your website. There are some great software integrations that can calculate state sales tax for you, and we will have those resources in the show notes. If you're an online seller who could use an update on the changes in sales tax laws, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. All right, Chris, welcome back to the show. It's great to see you again.
It is great to see you, Ryan. Everything good?
Everything's good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. So we're talking about tax collection today. Hot topic. I thought we'd just kind of start big picture. You know, as a store builder, what's your primary concern with taxes?
Well, the most important thing to note is that everything in tax changed last year, mid-year. And so if you were one of those people who was, you know, building stores for people, and the customer, the store owner, might ask you a question about taxes, you might say the things that we all used to say. Oh, you don't have to worry about it if you, you know, if your customers are coming from another state, you don't have to worry. Well, all of that, right? The previous rule, which was called Quill, right? Which was the states couldn't charge sales tax if they didn't have nexus in that state, which again is the whole question of defining nexus. It all changed, right? In a case that was defined in, I think, June of 2018, South Dakota versus Wayfair, and it the U.S. Supreme Court, right, ruled that states could charge, right, and it's a could, right, and it's you know, they can charge sales tax, right, from out of state online retailers, and the moment the state could charge you, it meant you potentially had to charge your customers, and it meant you had to track things, right? So, it's a new world. So if you're a store builder and you're telling people, oh, you don't have to worry about it because, you know, it's a different state or whatever, that's not true. It's not correct anymore. So the biggest picture, big picture thing is to say, you need to know more. right? Or at minimum, you need to bring in a partner, you need to bring in a vendor, you need to bring in someone who does know more. Because the crazy thing is, right? States can define their own sales tax. They don't only define it at the state level, right? They could define it in counties and cities. They can define it for different kinds of or classes of goods, right? And if you now have to track all that, right, it's very different than when you said, you know, again, a year ago, you would say something like, listen, because you have your warehouse in California, then this, you have to charge tax for people in California. It's one rule, right? You go into a tool and you go and you say, California state tax, this percent, and you're done. And so if anybody shows up with a credit card and they're from California, you say, ooh, run the rule, charge tax, be done. If they're not from California, you don't have to do anything. Now, suddenly you're like, well, what if they're in New York? And you're like, what if they're in Texas? What if there are not just one state rule, but 30 or 60 or 1,200, right? And you go, oh my, yeah, this is a big deal. So the important thing to understand for store builders is that the world has changed, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to know at least the fact that it has changed so that you don't give people bad advice.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
That's maybe the most important big picture piece.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about sales tax. Let's talk about this idea of the nexus. You brought up that term.
Yeah.
How do you define if you have a nexus in a state or not?
So the dynamic, right? And this is, I want to be very, very clear to anyone who's listening.
Okay.
I am not a tax attorney or consultant. I am giving you a layman's understanding of the dynamics that this is why you would go hire or work with a third party or a source to connect into your stores,
gotcha.
Because trying to stay on top of every nuance is complicated. But that said, Nexus is about, right, having a what you might call a economic presence in a state. Now, we used to define Nexus, or at least the layman's terms of defining Nexus was, did you have a building? Did you have a office in that state? Then it was like, well, in reality, what if I don't have a building, but I have staff, right? And all those staff are all working from home, but all in a state, right? And then you're like, well, what if I, you know, resource with a, you know, a third party that is doing this stuff, right? So this economic nexus criteria is this note of saying, in other words, do you make money in this state, right? Like, do you have enough of a financial presence, an economic presence that we would consider you to have nexus? And then it's about how much money, right? So are you making $100,000 in revenue? Are you having, you know, more than 200 different transactions? In Ohio, I think it's 500,000. So different states will have different bars. So if you're really small and you're, you know, starting to freak out because you're like, ah, I have a little WooCommerce t-shirt store that makes, you know, $15,000 a year. And you're like, well, nobody in any state is likely to come after you right now, right? Okay. But the reality is, right, that if you are generating a good amount of revenue and you have, enough of an economic gain in a state that someone would define that as having nexus, right, then you have to track and then you have to pay the state for that, right? So, when I tell people this, when I joined Liquid Web had nexus in a couple of states where they had physical buildings and they had employees and all this stuff. And then I got hired and I started hiring remote workers, right? Employees in different states. And those employees were in different states. And suddenly their CFO calls me up and is like, can you not find people from these three states? I'm like, why was it? He goes, well, because every state that we're hiring people in is creating nexus for us. And then we have to determine what the number of customers we have in that state, and then we have to turn around and start collecting sales tax from those customers. And we have to track it, put it in place, collect the money, and then be able to pay the state. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay. So state by state, every state has different sales tax laws. Every state can have different approaches to how they do audits or fines. And so on the one hand, right, you can say you need to become an expert in every single state's tax laws, or alternatively, right, I would tell you, you need to find a partner, right? The brand of software we're talking about is automated tax compliance, right? Automated tax compliance, which includes tax calculation, et cetera, right? When you do that, right? When you partner with, and there's a bunch of them, right? So if you go, if you look online, let's see, Avalara, which is just a bunch of A's with a couple of consonants in between. Avalara versus, there's TaxJar. There's, I think it's Taxamo, T-A-X-A-M-O. There's another one. Hold on. Tax Cloud, I think.
Okay.
These, you know, there's a whole bunch of different companies, that are doing, this attempt to do compliance for you, right? They, their job, right? Their job is to figure out, what each state's rules are, right? Their job is to figure out what jurisdictions and whether, you know, whether you are have Nexus or not. I mean, they play in this world where you basically can build a relationship with them, plug it into your software, right, from a technology perspective, and then get up and running, right? So Avalara is one of those. TaxJar is another one. I know there's others. I tend to recommend those two more than just about anybody else. But there's many out there, right? And you want to look at those things so that you can get a let them get a handle on what is and isn't taxable, or what is and isn't which of the states you have to worry about, how those states change their rules, et cetera, right?
Okay. So I can see this getting pretty complicated pretty quickly. So just to kind of help me clarify this here, you might have to be taxed on where your goods are received, correct? Like where your shoppers are shopping.
So,
right?
You can, in terms of Nexus, right, your office, warehouse, your storefront, your retail, right? Or even your corporate headquarters, right? The location is part of what would drive Nexus, right? But personnel is another one, right? Employees, contractors, if you have service provider, service people that go out and run trucks and go out and fix things or supply things or whatever, right? But personnel, they could trigger Nexus.
Okay.
Inventory, right? Where you're storing your inventory could drive you to require to be in compliance with Nexus laws for that state, right?
Okay.
So even if your stuff, right, is made in one state, stored in another, and then, right, sold to people in other states, but you're like, oh, but your inventory was stored here. Here's your warehouse, right?
Right.
Then, yeah, many states, I won't say every state, but many states will say, hey, store inventory is, it causes Nexus. So now you're going to have to pay us, right?
Okay.
And then drop shipping, affiliates, if you sell stuff at a trade show. Now, again, most of us go to a trade show. Years ago, when I was talking to my tax accountant myself, right? And he said, you speak all over the world. And I go, yes. You speak at these conferences. Yes. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Yeah, we got a problem. And I was like, what? He goes, well, how much do you get paid? I said, oh, many of these, that's not, I'm not paid there. Right. And then he goes, oh, okay. I didn't know this. Right. But basketball players, who fly into a city to play a basketball or baseball game, right? Or football players, I guess. Mm-hmm. They fly into a city to play. They're there for a set of hours to play, and then they leave. They take their total contract for the year, divided by all the number of games they're playing, then take those games in those different states, and they have to determine how much money they made in that state to send them back, revenue, right? Send them taxes, right? And so you go, oh man. So imagine not your little mom and pop t-shirt vendor, but imagine that you sell software. You normally sell it online, but you go to a conference and the conference, you sell $100,000 worth of stuff in that state.
Yeah.
Right. That state may want, and again, it's all a may, you got to dig into the details, but some states would say, hey, you have Nexus, even though you were here for 4 days. Right.
Right. Right. Okay. So this isn't something that they're going to reach out to you for, right? This is something you have to be proactive about.
Yes.
Or they could just audit you.
Yeah. So right? they will be proactive until they decide to audit you. And then they'll be very proactive in collecting, right? So, but yes, that's exactly right. No one's going to ring your doorbell in advance for the next year. No one's going to say, hey, 2020 is coming up. And here's the things you should think about when you come into our state. It's your job to go, okay, I'm going into Maryland, or I'm setting up some sort of drop ship or some sort of inventory, you know, cache in Maryland. And Maryland says, oh, well, even if you're temporarily maintaining stuff there, you have Nexus, right? And you go, oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
You find out normally the hard way by a letter from, you know, controller in Maryland who says, you now owe us this much money, right? And you're like, ah, that's not good at all.
Sure. Okay. Does any of this change if you run your store through Amazon? Like Amazon feels like it's this neutral website, right? Do you have to do sales tax if you're going through Amazon, your store?
Here's the thing. If you're doing Amazon fulfillment by Amazon, right? So if you're doing Amazon FBA, that will cause your store to have Nexus where Amazon, right? So, that you know, so I don't think Amazon gets you out of anything, right? And in fact, I think there's a chance Amazon could get you into something, right? So you have to ask yourselves a lot of questions, right? Do I have locations, warehouses, offices in those places, or do I have employees in that place, or do I have any of my inventory stored in that state, or how many sales transactions do I have coming out of people, you know, coming from people in that state? Do I have drop shipping relationships with a vendor in that state? Do I have an affiliate program with a lot of affiliates in that state? Have I taken my goods to a trade show, or, you know, done a significant amount of business at a trade show in another state? And if you've said yes to anything for any of those states, then you have to go, okay, how many states, which states, right? There are a bunch of states that collect sales tax, right? 45 states collect sales tax. It's easier to remember the states that don't than the states that do, right? And so given that, right, other than New Hampshire, Oregon, Montana, Alaska, and Delaware, everything else, everyone else charges sales tax, which means you're now on the hook, right?
Right.
Which is when you'd say, okay, I give up, right? If I'm a store builder, right, I say very quickly, you know what you need? You need to integrate TaxJar, right? Or you need to integrate Avalara with your store, because they're going to do a lot of the work for us, right?
Okay.
Now, as a business, you're going to have to go, okay, I also have to go get certain paperwork done in the state. So like I was saying, when I started hiring people in other states, our organization had to go into those states and file papers and whatever, and signing up with Avalara or TaxJar is not going to do that for you, right? So it's important to understand, right, that states have their own tax authority, and you have to interact with them to get the right paperwork. But this just became more complicated, right?
Sure.
And, maybe the first thing to understand is how much volume, how much revenue you're doing in any of those states so that you understand which ones you're triggering, right? Where you have people, where you have nexus. If you can figure out, look, all my employees are in Tennessee and the only state where I do more than $100,000 worth of business is, you know, Georgia, then you can just go look at one state, figure out one, it's a lot easier. But if you're like, I'm doing millions of dollars from every state, welcome to, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to do some more.
Okay. Do you have to get a sales tax permit or any sort of licensing or any? Okay. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was talking about when I said paperwork. So,
okay.
When you, it's a sales tax permit. Most states have a Department of Revenue, and you can do it yourself, or you can get someone who focuses on that and get them to do it on all the different states you need to do. California has a Department of Tax and Fee Administration, right? And you go, oh, fun, right? I live in California, right? And so you go, I have to go register. I have to get this stuff done. It can take a little bit, right, to get something back. But then that's the piece of paper that lets you collect the sales tax, right? If you don't have that permit from that state to collect it and you're collecting extra money, right? Even if you make a mistake, right? Even if you're a store builder and you put in the rules to collect it, but the company, the store owner hasn't gotten those permits, you've helped him create tax fraud, right?
Okay.
And that's not fun. So, you need the permit.
So, okay. For our online shoppers, how do we collect sales tax from them when they're shopping in our stores?
So the easiest way is you turn on an integration. We do a lot of work with WooCommerce stores, and at WooCommerce stores, you can get an Avalara integration, or you can get a TaxJar integration, and they can put the rules, you know, you can have your store have all those different rules from all those different states. And the benefit of that is that then they will collect it, right? So they see a customer come in, they see what state it's in, they run back to the rule book, they know which ones, they run back and they go, okay, done, right? And that's really maybe one of the easiest ways to do it is you're basically saying, I want Avalara or TaxJar or any of these others, Taximo, I want them to worry about the configuration, the dynamics related to the rules of collecting, so I don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Right. And is that all kicking in on the website while they're purchasing, or is that something they might?
Yeah. So if you do it right, what happens is, someone like TaxJar will put a set of rules in your tax, table in WooCommerce, for example. And then when someone puts in their, shipping address or their billing card address, whatever, it looks at the address of the billing for the credit card. Then it runs up to this, you know, tax rules, figures out what it is, turns it back around, and then puts it in the tax. So it says, ooh, you're in New York. You have this state tax. You're in this borough. So you have this city tax or whatever, right? Whatever. It lines it up, collects it automatically. And then with TaxJar, at least, and it could be without Avalara. I have to go back and look. They can even file the taxes with the state for you, right? Because different states have different days when it's due, right? And so TaxJar has an auto file that will just do it, you know, for you as well, right? So anyway, there's a lot there, and it quickly becomes, right, maybe the whole point of our time today, right, is to just make it very clear to people. This is serious. This is complicated. This is new, right? It's not the old game of taxes that it used to be. And getting yourself a compliance engine is maybe one of the best things you can do as a store builder, partner with an Avalara or TaxJar, a Taximo, any of these others. Partner with them and help educate your store owners as to what's going on now, because it's a big deal.
Right. I also think you've given us some good ways to simplify the issue, though. You know, the more we talked about it, there are a few ways to go about making sure that this isn't going to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, like, if you were right on that edge of, do I want to distribute my inventory across the country and do automated distribution and whatever else, and you're like, this sounds like so much ease, right? Because right now it's in my garage. I have a buddy of mine down here in San Diego who has a garage full of books, right? And he's shipping books all the time from his house. And he's like, I wonder if it'd just be easier to use fulfillment by Amazon or ShipBob or like any of these places that will do this stuff for you. But with the rules that kicked in, right? Mm. Every depot, every place where he stores a set of books creates Nexus and creates more paperwork for him.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm sticking with my garage.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, that may be the best answer.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Cool. Chris, this was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Awesome. You take care.
You too.
Bye.
All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on how new sales tax laws affect your online businesses. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.